This morning our psalm reading comes from Psalm 98. Hear the word of the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, as we bow now before you, we pray that you will inspire us with your Spirit. And we pray as we hear the words that come from Scripture, that you will touch us with the words that you would have us hear. We thank you, Lord. Bless us now with the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Our New Testament reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. This is the word of the Lord. I think we have all heard about child prodigies, the term that's given to children who seem to have what are unbelievable intelligence or talent or skill. We often hear them called gifted and talented, and some are extremely so. Sometimes their abilities are so extraordinary that we wonder how in the world could they be born to what seem to be such common parents. Examples of child prodigies from history would be Mozart or Pablo Picasso. Mozart learned to play the piano at the age of 4. He composed his first pieces of music at 5, and at age 8 he wrote his first symphony. Pablo Picasso had already become accomplished and renowned as a painter in his teenage years. In more recent history, there is a young man by the name of Michael Carney. Some might have seen him on the television show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It was reported at that time that Michael had finished high school at age 6. Now, when I read this, I thought, is this true? So I went back and checked, and I verified this by multiple sources. This is really true. Michael Carney, who was born in 1984, he's 35 years old today and now lives in California, but was born in Honolulu. Michael had finished high school at age 6. He earned his first college degree at age 10, and he began teaching college by the age of 17. We were told that he spoke his first words when he was 4 months old. He had learned to read certain words at 10 months old. And when Michael was just 4 years old, he was given a diagnostic test for the Johns Hopkins Precocious Math Program, and he achieved a perfect score. Now, although stories like these astound us, we recognize that such gifted individuals are very, very rare. The vast majority of us are astoundingly average. But that's okay, because we too can accomplish very valuable things by God's grace. Gifts that are unique to each one of us. I know there are some in this congregation, both young and old, who most certainly could be called gifted and talented. And then there are those of us who are willing to use our more meager gifts, whatever they may be, to the glory of God. The good news is that God rejoices in all of our gifts equally. In our scripture passage this morning from 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul is telling the church in Corinth that they have been given spiritual gifts. These are gifts that have come from God through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Paul uses that word, manifestation. That means that certain talents or skills that God intends for each of us to have are manifested through the Holy Spirit. They are a part of who we are as individuals. They probably have been with us all of our lives, and so frequently we don't even recognize them as gifts. To those of us here this morning who have chosen to come together as a church because of our common belief in a triune God of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we should acknowledge that our most important and fundamental gift is that of faith. God has given us the ability to believe in an unseen God, and our faith has been affirmed and strengthened by the eyewitness accounts of the gospel writers who affirm Jesus coming to earth as both fully God and fully human. Jesus promised that he would be succeeded here on earth by the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, so that we would never be separated from God. As our faith grows, we can actually sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so the gift of faith is essential to our recognizing other spiritual gifts that we may possess. Our scripture this morning begins with Paul saying to the Corinthians, "Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed." He used the word ignorant in our translation. I chose the word uninformed. He was setting out to lead the Corinthians in a better understanding of spiritual gifts and how it applied to them specifically. The Christian congregation in Corinth is often lifted up as a prime example of the remarkable diversity that could be found in the early church. Worshiping together there in Corinth were Greeks and Jews, slaves and free people, men and women, rich and poor. They all were united only by their shared confession of Jesus as Lord. And the diversity of the first century Corinthian church is striking in its similarity to the churches today in the 21st century. They would learn that they were gifted people. The Holy Spirit had given them the gift of faith, and the Holy Spirit had also given them the gift of serving others. Now may we too be led to understand that those truths apply to us today. The Lord of the church is still speaking through Jesus and through these inspired words, saying to each of us, you are gifted. You too have been given gifts of faith, and you too have been given gifts to serve others. The Apostle Paul continued making this point to the Corinthians about the source of spiritual gifts by saying there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one is the same God at work. And then he says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. For the common good. We are not to use the gifts of the Spirit only for our own edification and our own comfort, but rather we are to share our gifts with others so that we all may be edified, so that we all may benefit from the gifts of each other, because they all come from the same God at work. In 1 Peter 4, it says we are reminded that each one should use whatever gift we have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms. In Romans 12, 6, Paul declared, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. And while Paul does mention a number of specific gifts in this letter, we do not believe he meant it to be all inclusive. Examples of spiritual gifts are also presented in Romans 12, Ephesians 4, 1 Peter 4. Paul's preoccupation here is not to spell out a comprehensive list of gifts, but rather to illustrate them and to impress upon us that there is diversity in our unity. We may be a diverse group of people that find ourselves worshiping together, but we are unified in our faith in a risen Christ. It is through this unity of faith that the Spirit can cause each one of us to use our own personal gifts for the benefit of the rest. So ministry, my friends, is not just for a pastor or someone who has been trained, but rather for us all. The gifts of the Spirit do not require a seminary degree. They are all from God. And so what do these gifts look like for us today? Serving is such a broad category that it could include a nearly endless list of tasks. As we look around this congregation, we all recognize gifts of service that have been given to certain people. As I go through this list, you'll start thinking of specific people. Distributing food to the food banks, purchasing supplies needed by the church, serving on the session, leading the Presbyterian women, teaching Sunday school, directing music, singing in the choir, playing special music, setting up for communion, preparing food for special events, cooking for the men's prayer breakfast, making coffee, baking goodies for our fellowship time, keeping the books, paying the bills, repairing things that go bad, from doors to roofs to water heaters, and to making sure that our church is clean and beautiful every Sunday morning. These are all gifts of service for the common good. And perhaps God has given you the gift of encouragement, where you can visit the sick or the grieving or the lonely and give them encouragement by your words and by your companionship. The list goes on and on. But I dare say that each one of us has at least one gift that God has intended for us to share for the common good. And what that means is that all of us are called to the ministry of Jesus Christ. No one is left out. Now, I know it's easy to say, oh, I don't have any gifts. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. I can't teach or preach. I'm too shy to visit others. All of that may be true, but I am willing to bet that there is something you can do that you have never thought of as a gift from God. Now, I know when I began my intentional spiritual journey, I didn't know where it would lead. But one of the first things I did was I took an inventory of the things that I felt were God-given gifts that I might be able to use in the future. I thought about my passions. What did I love to do? What was I naturally good at? What skills or talents came with ease? And I considered those things to be gifts from God. And we all have those things. If you haven't thought of it in those terms, perhaps you're missing a very meaningful experience in your life. Start by asking yourself, what are my natural talents or skills that could serve others? What do I enjoy doing? What comes easy for me? And I'm guessing you will be amazed at the length of the list that you compile. But don't stop with just developing the list. The joy comes from stepping forward in faith to see how God can put those gifts to use. Our faith grows by leaps and bounds when we step forward in faith and see God perform His incredible work in our lives. God will use every gift that He has given us if we are just faithful enough to step forward and make ourselves available. So as believers in Jesus Christ, then, let us continually remind ourselves of the words of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. As we each come to that understanding, we then are better prepared to recognize the ministry to which we are being called. And indeed, it is a joyous time when the light goes on and we can say, I am gifted. I love God. I want to serve others for the common good. Let us pray. Almighty God, we do bow humbly before you, recognizing that you have given each of us gifts, and perhaps we have not yet recognized them as coming from you. Perhaps we have not yet recognized how we can use them to bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we just pray that you will give each of us the courage to do a self-inventory of the gifts that we have, and then to have the faith to step forward and see how indeed you can use them. Lord, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for this opportunity to gather in freedom to worship you. And in that regard, Lord, we thank you for those in our congregation who have served in the military, protecting this nation and protecting the freedoms that we do indeed enjoy. We thank you for them and we honor them this morning, Lord. And Father, we pray for all of those who are in need of your care, whether it be your comfort or your healing. We do lift up to you this morning the family of Joyce Duncan as they grieve her passing. We pray that they will feel your comfort. We lift up little Elijah Harmon as he struggles with cancer at such a young age. We pray that you will give him the joy that every little boy should enjoy, And Lord, we pray for his family. We pray for his grandmother who also suffers from cancer. We just pray that that whole family will be comforted and inspired and blessed by your grace. Lord, we lift up Donna Slusher as she faces yet another surgery. And to all of those who are not with us this morning, either because of illness or because of loneliness or other trials in their lives, we pray that they will feel your presence and that they will know that this family of believers is here praying for them. Lord, thank you for all of the many blessings that we have. And we pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now respond to God's word by returning our gifts to him.